Hawaii's Okinawan community is one of the most tenacious in hanging on to its cultural identity, a tenacity formed back in Japan, where Okinawans are a distinct minority that has had to struggle to hold on to their cultural practices and their indigenous languages. Today, more than a century after they first came to Hawaii, local Okinawans look forward to one of the most popular and well-attended of the summer festivals. The 2016 Okinawan Festival is 34 years long, and Lynn Miyahira, is its program chair. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Lynn, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Chris, and thank you for having me.
Your newsletter is called Uchinanchu. Tell me what that means.
Correct. Yes. So Uchinanchu is actually, it means Okinawan person in mm-hmm. the Okinawan dialect, which we call Uchinaguchi.
Uh-huh.
And Okinawa in the Okinawan language is actually called Uchina. So you can tell already very quickly that the Okinawan language is very different from the Japanese language. And so we call our newsletter the Uchinanchu, meaning all of us Okinawan people.
So it has a kind of an implication of being welcoming as well, yeah?
Right. So, and we're trying to make sure that people understand the roots and the history of Okinawa and that it is very different from the rest of Japan.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that history, Lynn.
Oh, I guess we could go on for hours if we wanted to. But much like Hawaii, it was its own kingdom. Okinawa mm-hmm. was its own kingdom, and it actually was a tributary of to China for a very long time before it was kind of annexed by Japan. And so,
roughly when was that?
The monarchy probably dissolved around 1879.
Uh-huh.
So kind of close to the
really close,
Hawaiian monarchy, about the same time. And so, you know, it had its own language, its own culture, its own monarchy, its own music, all very different from mainland Japan. And so it really has only become part of Japan in the last 140 years.
And
before that, it was all its own country. So.
And in historical terms, 100 years
is
nothing.
Right.
Right. It also, what the history tells me is that it speaks to the whole determination mm-hmm. to hang on to an identity.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So it is very important to a lot of Okinawans that we see ourselves as Uchinanchu or as Okinawans. The kingdom before that was called Ryukyu, which is, again, very different word from the word Okinawa that you hear today.
Sure, sure.
And so there is a real need and a love for the Okinawan music, food, culture, language, and all things Okinawan, history, you know. And that's part of the reason why the Okinawan community, I believe, is so strong here and in other places. Actually, there's a mm-hmm. lot of Okinawans in South America, you know, the rest of the U.S. mainland. They're all over the world. And we're actually having a worldwide Uchinanchu festival in Okinawa. This is something that the Okinawan government puts on and invites descendants of all Okinawan immigrants back to Okinawa in October this year.
In those other countries, have Okinawan immigrants done similar to what they've done in Hawaii, hang on to, you know, keep in touch, very close touch with each other?
Yes, actually they have, especially in, I would say, Brazil, Argentina, Peru, and of course, the U.S. mainland, besides Hawaii. I'm biased, right? I think us in Hawaii, we do a... We have a very proud Okinawan community here.
Yeah.
But to my surprise, I learned a few years ago that Brazil has three times as many Okinawans as we do here in Hawaii. So
news to me.
Yeah. So, and they are very active in their communities. They have their own organizations. They have, you know, I've never seen it myself, but the Okinawan Center in Peru or in Lima has its own soccer field. They have done very well for themselves. So I think it's...
That'd be great to
visit, wouldn't
it? The
Okinawan community worldwide is very, very strong.
You owe yourself a trip there someday.
I do, yes.
Well, but you know what? It's clear that being a sort of a suppressed community mm-hmm. within a larger country has had a lot to do with that, don't you think?
Right. So the reason why I think our first generation, our Ise, when they first came over to Hawaii, the reason why they created these clubs, and actually the Hawaii United Okinawa Association is made up of 50 member clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And those clubs are smaller, you know, little clubs that are made up of towns, villages, and cities within Okinawa. So people like my great-grandparents, came from Gaza, Yonagusuku, which is a neighborhood, really, in Nishihara.
Uh-huh.
And they created their own club with all the other Okinawans from that area, and they used it for support. Sometimes, you know, they used it as a family gathering kind of club. And to this day, we still keep in touch. We have our family, our Gaza picnics every summer. We have our Shinanenkai. And so it's a way for families to kind of keep in touch and remind ourselves of where our, you know, great-grandparents and grandparents came from.
And very specific town.
Very specific,
village,
yes.
Village by village. Yeah.
I got to visit Gaza Yonogusuku, which is actually two little neighborhoods next to each other. And I was actually surprised at how small it was. I thought, in my mind, you know, there's like 200 of us here in Hawaii, and I thought it was going to be this kind of bigger area. No, it was really just like a few streets and a small neighborhood. But they are very proud of, you know, being from Gaza. Actually, in Okinawa, it's Gaja, but I think it got translated to Gaza as they came over. And they have their own little tug of war in the, you know, festivals. And so in Okinawa, I realized that it's very, the towns and cities are all very proud of their own smaller heritage and their culture within Okinawa. So that's where it comes from, that in Okinawa, it's very important that you ask, where in Okinawa are you from? Are you from Nago? Are you from Ginoan? Are you from Naha? Nishihara, you know, all the they want to know exactly where you're from. Kind of like how Hawaii people ask what high school you went to.
Exactly.
They need to place you.
I was just thinking of that,
And so it's very important to people in Okinawa, and that has translated into our club structure here for the Hawaii United Okinawa Association.
You know, it kind of speaks to something very basic in people, doesn't it?
Correct, yeah.
Wanting to know
where you're from and who you're, you know, who, how do I place you in the world?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it also means that, say, if you're from Okinawa and you come to Hawaii as a stranger, you're not going to be a stranger for long.
No, you won't. Exactly. Immediately, we do have a lot of visitors that come and visit our Hawaii Okinawa Center, and we try to connect them very quickly. So let's say you're they're from the village of Kin in Okinawa. Immediately, we'll contact our Kin, you know, Chojinkai, which is our Kin club, and get them in touch with, sometimes they find relatives here. It's actually happened quite often.
That's people, a really nice dynamic, isn't
it? Yeah, so it's really neat. And I think that's one of the main reasons why the Okinawans all over the world have maintained such strong cultural identity.
Yeah, certainly sounds that way, Lynn. Thanks so much. Have a great festival.
All right, thank you so much.
Lynn Miyahira is the Vice President of the Hawaii United Okinawan Association and the program chair of the 2016 Okinawan Festival, which is September 3rd and 4th at Kapi'olani Park in Honolulu. You can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.